It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. It is time for your podcast. That's right, the Plan B After Show podcast. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service autumn, or not autumn. See, you threw me off with your Gilton. Your full service motorcycle repair shop. Jesus, how many times have I said that? And I'm such an idiot. I'm just so dumb. I'm so dumb. Anyway, check Gilson out if you need your motorcycle worked on, tuned up, whatever it is, put away
for
the winter.
They like you.
Yeah, I know. Thank God. Like, this guy's a moron. This is insane. Anyway, we'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a little bit, Gilson Cycle. But first, we got to get to it. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid ass opinion, and you can do what you want with it. Let's see. I got a couple decent ones here. Let's do this one.
The facts.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell, the new class, had a longer run than the original Saved by the Bell and produced more episodes. How about that?
Wow. Were those like the, was it like the college years or no?
No, the new class was, that one ran for, what was that on?
So, yeah, it went for like Saved by the Bell, then it went to the college years, right? And then the new class.
The new class was 1993. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they went boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, from 93 to 2000. I didn't realize it started that late in the...
So the new class was still... Was it Zach Morris and all those guys? Was it the same characters?
No, because I think they all graduated, didn't they? Cast changes. Let's see... Yeah, but where's the cast? God damn it. Come on, no.
While you're looking that up, I got a fun fact about that, too.
It's yeah.
Like, Mario Lopez, is that his name? Mario Lopez? Oh, he just interviewed, what's that? Is that his name?
A.C. Slater, that's what he played on the show.
Yeah. So he just interviewed Screech. This is, like, recently, because they're starting to do, like, a reboot or something, a Saved by the Bell. They're bringing it back.
Oh, nice.
And fucking Screech isn't a part of it. They like nobody contacted him. Nobody says anything to him. And like, dude, there's this interview on YouTube of A.C. Slater or Mario interviewing Screech. And it's like Mario doesn't even know him. He's like interviewing him like an interview guy. Like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. What do you think about this? I'm like, dude, you were part of the cat. You grew up with this guy. Dude, it's so awkward and so weird. You got to check it out.
Oh, I don't think I can watch that. I'll just be...
And it's like Screech just like, dude, like, what's going on, guys? Like, he's like, I'm sorry. Whatever I did, like, he's like begging him to like accept him back or something. Dude, it's wild.
Here's another another little fun fact about Screech. You know the whole little like sex tape he made of him jerking off? That's not his penis. It's a fake penis.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched the video.
Oh, I've watched it a lot of times.
What is it? Just a big rubber donger?
Yeah, I think, he just used a big rubber donger and it worked out. So, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so there you go. Not that you needed to know that. I'm just looking at these photos from the new class. Screech was a part of that. He played like a TA or something like that. Or
I do remember that.
Yeah.
So look up the new one. Look up the new reboot. Just type in "Saved by the Bell." Like, it's crazy. They're like bringing everybody back almost.
New Saved by the Bell 2020 cast. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think they're already airing it.
Saved by the Bell streaming. Okay. Saved by the official trailer. Let's see.
Maybe
Saved
that's
by the Bell.
I saw.
Yeah. Like, let's see. Saved by the Bell is an American series, 2020 series. It's a revival of the original television series of the same name. Ran from 89 to 93. All the main actors from Saved by the Bell reprised the role, except for Dustin Diamond and Dennis Haskins as Screech and Mr. Belding. Is Dennis Haskins alive still, or is he dead?
Yeah, dude. I remember.
Oh yeah, that's right. You
met
did.
Mr. Belding.
You met him when we went to that '90s show.
Yeah, South Bend. God. Mr. Belding was walking up the bleachers, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to get a picture with this guy.
So,
sure enough, boom.
Have you, so he played a small bit on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he played a teacher, but he played a teacher who was accused of molesting a student, And dude, the episode is so fucking deranged because what it is Mac, one of the characters, right?
It's Mr. Belding, basically.
He goes over to the to Dennis Haskins' house, the teacher's house, and he's in like super short shorts and like a tight shirt, and he's upset that he wasn't good enough to be molested, dude. It's so fucked up. It's
what?
Yeah. So he basically is like, well, why didn't you molest me? And he's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, dude, it's so deranged. It is just so ridiculous.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, he's mad that he wasn't molested in, like, middle school by the teacher. He thought he wasn't good enough. It's so messed up, dude. It is so messed up. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But it's just, it was weird seeing Mr. Belding as that role because he was so wholesome, the role that he played originally. You know what I mean? Like, Mr. Belding, that wholesome principal that everyone loved and everything like that. So, I don't know.
Hey, before we end this, too, I gotta talk about this because the wife and I were bitching about it the other day, and it's with what's the girl's name? Zach's girlfriend in it. The hot
chick. Kelly Kapowski. Oh my
Kapowski.
God.
So what's her name in real life?
Tiffany Amber. Well, she was Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Now she's just Tiffany Amber, or whatever. So, anyway, yeah.
So she's doing a show now called Deliciousness. And it's the exact same show as Ridiculousness, but it's not Rob Dyrdek. It's Tiffany Thiessen. Dude, it's fucking horrible.
Is it bad? Here's
Dude,
the thing.
It's bad.
Bad. I don't want to watch it because I don't want anything to skew my view. I have had
She's
biggest,
still hot.
Dude.
She's still hot.
She is aged like a fine wine. One of my biggest crushes. If the hottest look in my mind is the Kelly Kapowski look from the... You get a girl in a crop top, like cut-up sweatshirt and high-waisted acid wash jeans and like a big hair. Forget about it. Forget about it. I'm wrecked, man. And then, did you see her in The Ladies' Man?
The Ladies' Man.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm trying, but it's been so long.
Dude, she's in some, like, black lingerie negligee. Holy shit, bro. Oh, yeah. She is one of the hottest women ever. Yeah. Ever.
Well, don't watch Deliciousness because it might ruin it for you.
That sounds terrible.
Well, it's kind of hard to follow up Rob Dyrdek, too.
Unless she's in lingerie, I'm not going to watch it. That's the long and short of it.
Maybe that's what's going to save that show. Maybe she needs to.
Yeah, that's what she needs to do. All right, she's a MILF now, and that's all we need to focus on is her and her MILFness. Right. That's it. Anyway.
Giggity.
So, I did not know that. And honestly, the original one wasn't on that long. 4 seasons. But, dude, a staple for kids, for people our age now at this
Every
point.
Every morning, that theme song would come on. And seriously, I'd get ready for school. And
when you wake up in the morning and the alarm gets off this morning and you think you've got to make it on time.
Dude, great show.
Yeah, awesome show. So there you go. That is your fact and opinion, and that is going to do it for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you next time with another fact and another opinion, as always brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now. Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.